Rainbow Faith, an outreach of St. Flora Anglican Mission, Queensland, Australia, a community of Reformed Catholic Church, welcoming the abandoned and letting you know that all are welcome in this place. Welcome to yet another episode of Rainbow Faith. I'm Sister Meg, and I'm very pleased to welcome you to the program today. I've got a few good songs lined up for us today. I've got some music from Big Stuff, who were featured in our last program, and also some more music from David Kaufman, who is an artist I keep going back to again and again because his music really speaks to me, and I trust that it speaks to you as well. I'm also going to bring us a Bible reading from the book of Jeremiah and talk a little bit about some of the conversations that I've been having via email and on the internet with my daughter and with another young fellow that I've met from the USA. And it's a subject that is probably relevant to not just the young people of this current generation, but to people from every walk of life and every age group. And it's the subject of hatred and rejection, and how much of that is around in the world, and how people are very swift to judge people and make judgment calls on them and maybe cast them away or cast them off out of hand because of something that doesn't meet up with some kind of expectation that people have. You know, that can be really soul-destroying, especially to a young person. Young people are so desperate to fit in with their peer group. They're desperate to fit in and find a place in society. They're trying so hard to work out what their place is in the world. And sometimes everywhere they turn, be it from employers if they're searching for work, from their peer groups, from adults whom they look up to and respect, they just receive so many negative messages today that pour in on them and utterly break down their self-esteem and their feeling of self-worth. One conversation that I had with my daughter, she was talking about a young lady that she works with who has a few mental health issues and a few things going on in her life that already make life difficult for her, but then she also faces rejection and stigma because of her illness. And my daughter was asking me ways that she might be able to reach out to this lady and maybe make her burdens a little lighter to bear. And I was so proud of her, the way that she came through with just a note of encouragement for this girl and a little gift just to let her know that, hey, somebody in this world really thinks that you're worth something. And I was just so moved and deeply, profoundly touched and proud of her for doing that. In a world where negative messages are just so much the norm, it's so good to know that there are people out there who will speak a word of encouragement. I guess for a lot of people who are gay and lesbian or bisexual or, you know, from the GLBTQ community, hatred and rejection is something that we experience on a very deep and real and personal level in many areas of our lives. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that in relation to some emails that I've exchanged with somebody recently who deeply, deeply loves God and is deeply committed to Jesus Christ as a Christian, and yet who has faced so much persecution on the basis of sexual orientation or affectional orientation. You know, the Bible speaks about this kind of rejection quite severely and quite strongly, where Jesus spoke and said that anybody who calls his brother worthless is worthy of hellfire. Those are pretty strong words. And it's because when you make somebody feel worthless, you destroy a part of their soul. And the soul is the most precious thing in the eyes of God. The very inner and intimate deep part of a person that makes them who they are, when that is damaged, when that is hurt, when that is broken down, that just breaks the heart of God, I believe. And so if we're doing things like that, if we do something that makes somebody feel diminished in any way, then we are guilty of harming the very thing that is the most precious in God's sight. Really is a subject that's close to my heart, and I'm sure you can hear the passion coming across in my voice. I just can't bear to see people belittled and rejected. The word reject in the dictionary means to cast off, to throw away, to deem as worthless. Who wants to be deemed as worthless? Who wants to be thrown away and cast off? Who wants to do that to somebody else? And I'm just going to come to the song from David Kaufman, which is such a precious and beautiful song, and it sums up the words of our Bible reading today. It's called "You Cannot Go Below My Resting Arms," and I trust that it will bless you.
I have watched you, child, holding on to what you think will save you. And though you hear me calling out your name, you won't let go. I know you know the words, "I will never leave you or forsake you." But you live as if you still believe you're all alone. The grip that holds you tight, that takes up all your time, keeps you from believing what I say. You cannot go below my resting arms, no matter how fast or far you fall. You have become, my embrace is wider than the sun. So let go of what keeps you in the past. Fall into these arms that call you back. No matter how much you have been harmed, cannot go below my resting arms. Of what are you afraid? Has your vision come to be so narrow that you believe in only what you see and nothing more? I know you know my heart, I embrace the lily and the sparrow. Whoever taught you different does not know how much I love you. Beyond the tears you cry, in those hopeless eyes, my welcome awaits to gently hold you tight. You cannot go below my resting arms, no matter how fast or far you fall. No matter how lost you have become, my embrace is wider than the sun. So let go of what keeps you in the past and fall into these arms that call you back. No matter how much you have been harmed, you cannot go below my resting arms. Do you know that my love can sustain you, and that I will never leave your side? Release the hold from anything that pains you, and live your life while you are held in mine. You cannot go below my resting arms, no matter how fast or far you fall. No matter how lost you have become, my embrace is wider than the sun. So let go of what keeps you in the past, fall into these arms that call you back. but you have been harmed. You cannot go below my resting arms. No matter how much you have been harmed,
What a beautiful song that is. You Cannot Go Below My Resting Arms by David Kaufman. One of the verses of that song that really speaks to me is where David sings, "Anyone who taught you different doesn't know how much I really love you." And it's always a comfort to know that there is a loving presence in the universe, a loving father, a loving mother, a loving spirit who calls us back, whose embrace is wider than the sun. A loving being who spoke the words, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness." In a world where we are so often surrounded by negativity, where we're so often bombarded with negative messages, we're so often cast off and thrown away and made to feel worthless by people who don't have the time or don't have the patience, or for whatever reason, just don't reach out and embrace us. What a comfort to know that we can turn back to that wide embrace that will always, always welcome us home. I'd like to talk a little bit about the continuing rainfall in Australia and bring you some encouraging news. I know in the last program I asked you to specifically pray for the areas of the Wivenhoe Dam and the Somerset Dam in Queensland to receive rainfall. And since that program, I'm happy to report that those two areas are now at 37 or almost 37% of full capacity because the rain just started to bucket down over there. So your prayers really are having a great effect. And at this stage, they are talking about easing back on some of the water rationing that we've been facing in the Brisbane area and the coastal area. In fact, the Gold Coast has lifted the bans on water for the weekends, so people can just use unlimited water on the weekends, which is something they haven't heard of out there for like years, and because the dam is just overflowing. So until that overflow is decreased a little bit, it's kind of a free-for-all on the weekends. And people in Brisbane are facing the prospect at the moment that if there's one more good fall of rain, they'll be able to actually take a hose and water the garden, whereas for months now they've been only allowed to water with recycled waste water from the washing machine, etc., or carry water in buckets, which for elderly and disabled person has been a little bit difficult. So some of the gardens in Brisbane have been looking a little bit sad, but a little bit more rain and people will be allowed to use the garden hose for half an hour a week, which doesn't sound like much, but which is really just a bonanza for people that have not been able to use any at all for the last few months. So that's some really exciting news on the face of the drought, which is on the way to breaking if the La Nina effect continues. And it's looking hopeful at the moment from all reports that is probably going to happen. Other news I'd like to talk about very quickly. I'd like to mention that although Australia doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving in the same way that the United States does, we do have a national day of Thanksgiving, which is organised by the Australian Prayer Network. Now, I don't always agree with everything that comes from the Australian Prayer Network, but I do have a lot of respect for the work that they do, and I certainly have a lot of respect for the idea of the National Day of Thanksgiving. And this year, 2008, the National Day of Thanksgiving is a day that is to be set aside on the 10th of May, and it is to honour all mothers, because it coincides with the Mother's Day weekend, and to thank people throughout the respective communities who nurture, train, teach, mentor, or care for babies, children, and youth. So everyone is encouraged on the 10th of May 2008 to do something to honour those people in our community who work with babies, children, and young people. And what better cause could there be than young people, because they're our future. And they're the ones that are going to have impact on the world as we move on in through the 21st century. So I think that it's a very worthwhile thing to get together and have a little bit of a gathering, just a little thing at your church even, to honour those who work with your children. And if you'd like to find out more information about the National Day of Thanksgiving for Australia, you can visit the link at www.thanksgiving.org.au for more information. And I'll be certainly looking to see what's going on around my local area at that time. Well, that just about wraps it up for me today. I just wanted to have a little time with you today to talk about the damage that rejection and hatred does to someone, and just to share with you my thoughts about that. And I trust that you've enjoyed the program today. And in closing, I'd like to read a prayer by Inayat Khan, which is titled, Send Thy Peace, O Lord. Let's pray. Send thy peace, O Lord, which is perfect and everlasting, that our souls may radiate peace. Send thy peace, O Lord, that we may think, act, and speak harmoniously. Send thy peace, O Lord, that we may be contented and thankful for thy bountiful gifts. Send thy peace, O Lord, that amidst our worldly strife we may enjoy thy bliss. Send thy peace, O Lord, that we may endure all, tolerate all, in the thought of thy grace and mercy. Send thy peace, O Lord, that our lives may become a divine vision, and in thy light all darkness may vanish. Send thy peace, O Lord, our Father and Mother, that we, thy children on earth, may all unite in one family. Amen. I'd also like to send, in closing, a shout out to St. Luke Jesuit Mission, and thank you for your encouragement for the letters that I've received from you recently. I'm sorry that it's taken me this long to respond to you. I'm one of those people who don't check their email often enough. And I just wanted to thank you that the letter that you sent me, the small note of praise that you sent me, was just such an encouragement and a blessing to me. And I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your love. And if you'd like to get in contact with me here at Rainbow Faith, you can email me at stfloramission@aol.com. stfloramission@aol.com. Or you can visit the blog at stfloramission.livejournal.com, and you can leave comments and suggestions and questions there, and I'll try and reply to you as soon as possible. Thank you for listening to Rainbow Faith. May you go in peace, and God bless you.